Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about business owners that are pushing back to a lesser or greater extent. In New York, we have the biggest, or the most noteworthy, I would say, of business owners. And also New Jersey, the New Jersey gym, the Attilus gym. They've been doing that for the whole time. They're amazingly heroic and brave down there. But just within recent weeks, there was a gym in Buffalo, New York, that actually had a group of people inside that yelled and shouted at sheriff's officers, getting them to leave, the premises. A lot of people were, I think, really impressed with that. I've heard from a lot of folks who just loved watching that video. It really, you know, helped them feel better.
Yeah. Well, also teaches you a thing.
That you can get rid of these
goons. This is how you get rid of these goons.
Yeah. Right. Right. They are thugs, and they are willing to commit violence, but like most bullies, if they're outnumbered, they're
back
gone.
Down. Yeah.
They're gone.
But even if they're not outnumbered, oftentimes if you just confront them sternly.
True. And with video, it helps to have video.
It does. Yeah.
But it really helps to have numbers. If you can have more of you than there are of them and video, man, they hightail it out of there.
You know, circling back to the earlier caller's question about what makes people
so obedient,
is part of that is that human beings are pack animals, much like dogs.
Yep.
And you know, depending on the size of your pack or, you know, what pack you belong to and that kind of a thing, you know, there's going to be, you know, sort of the alpha dog, you know, and then there's going to be everybody else, and then there's going to be, you know, some poor caboose dog, you know, or maybe it's the other way around and the alpha dog brings up the rear, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's something to be said about human beings as pack animals. Now, normally, in a natural environment, a non civilized situation, right, with no buildings and no cities and governments, the pack mentality would take care of this type of thing. If the bullies were too bullyish, a large number of people would be like, no, we're not taking this anymore, and take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's sort of, you
but
know,
now they have badges.
Now they have badges and, you know,
people have been trained.
12 years of indoctrination to make them seem as if they aren't the bullies that they actually are, and so that plays into it.
Oh, there's all kinds of there's all kinds of just mixing of terminology that confuses people. So they're called servants in the sort of the common parlance of they're government servants. When the reality is they're serving themselves, they're serving their masters in the state government. They're politicians.
Absolutely.
They're not serving you,
but
using terms like that confuses people. Oh. Well, he works for us. I've seen this with the protests at the governor's house.
Yeah.
People saying, he works for us. Well, clearly he doesn't. No.
Try to fire him.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah.
So
try to get him written up.
Yeah, and also, why would, if you had a servant, why would you let that servant tell you what to do? I mean, they don't act like servants at any point.
Yeah. I would also like to see some sort of a report card from these servants on how well they've been doing their job. You know, you used to get one every quarter when you went to school, right? So why don't we see every quarter from every politician? Why don't we see a report card on them? You know why? Because it doesn't work that way. That's not how it works. They're the bullies. You're the sheep.
So we were talking about these business owners. We're going to get back into it. You've got a story, Captain, about something happening out in the on the West Coast, Orchard, Washington.
It's near Seattle. It's an hour-ish.
That's a business owner standing up. We'll talk about it coming up here, but let's go first to Pat in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pat.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Pat.
Thanks
for
taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, I would like to roll right back to your conversation. There's a film that I watched a while back about a king from the 1200s that stood off the English for 100 years. And he was only a young buck when he was put upon the throne. But his quote was, the strength of the pack is in the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is in the pack.
Hmm.
And that's pretty awesome if you take it into the proper context. But as far as my concept that I called in on tonight is how we have now become sheep and or lemmings here in America is I'm going to start this off with a true story. It happened to me when I was just a young lad about 35 years ago. My ex-wife was pregnant with my first son, and she was startled. And I was away at work. It was the middle of the night. There was a prisoner that had just got out or escaped. But he'd come back looking for his ex-girl that used to live in the cabin that I was now renting on the end of Bradford Lake. And
you can always count on prisoners to go back to their girlfriends or their mama's house every time.
Well, the thing is, she was like 6-7 months pregnant. And it scared the bejesus out of her.
Sure.
So it stressed the fetus.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
And that is how high-strung people are made.
Sure.
If there's no stress in your life, you become a lemming and a sheep.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's nothing to overcome. Comfort. There's
if
no.
If everything is unicorns and snowflakes,
right,
you're never going to have a man in your family.
Right. Yeah, there has to be adversity. There has to be a challenge in order for somebody to rise to that challenge and overcome it, have the opportunity
for
that.
Yeah, and what we have here is the absolute reverse, which is why everything is corrupt instead of correct.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Everybody is comfortable for the most part.
Yeah, land of the comfortable, I keep saying.
I mean, even poor people are incredibly overweight, so they're well-fed, right? Like, it's not like, you know, if they claim they're not comfortable, well, that's probably their own doing with too many vices, and they're spending all their money on their drugs.
Well, they're dying from the clovers because they're not getting the proper nutrition because they're eating the government cheese.
Mm.
I don't know that homeless people are dying from the COVID. In fact, you would think that would be big news.
Theoretically, the people that are of I'm of old European ancestry myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we've survived all the plagues that humanity has sent upon the world so far. So I'm not near as scared as, because from what I understand, Mexicans and blacks are dying at a higher rate. But I don't know if that's because of lack of proper nutrition or some other, you know, substrate in the realm of humanity.
Yeah, I don't know either, but whatever the rate is, it's not very high at all. I mean, people are generally not dying from this. It's just a huge overreaction, and it's ridiculous. Pat, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about business owners standing up, not taking all of the abuse from the government gang. I mean, usually business owners are used to being abused by the government gang, which is why they are so cowed and so obedient. And as this guy in Lincoln, New Hampshire, which is not all the way to the north, but his name is Culhane, David Culhane. He was fined for having guitarists playing too close together, but that wasn't the only thing. As the government bureaucrat who was interviewed by the, I guess, I don't know if it was interviewed. Looks like maybe this was in the actual threat that they issued to him. Fined a $1,000 fine. They claimed that there were customers seated shoulder to shoulder at the bar, customers standing and mingling in the bar area.
The horror.
Yeah, and so those are reasons to give fines as well, because those are violations of the governor's emergency orders.
Yeah.
And so the business owner, Culhane, says he takes the pandemic, quote, very seriously. As a business owner who has put in, quote, a lot of hard work, he said further, quote, it would be a shame to lose it. So that suggests that he kind of probably understands that this is BS, but he is afraid to lose his business,
right,
which is understandable. And further, the union leader says that's why he's tried to comply with the governor's orders and continue operating. He said Wednesday he's waiting to hear from the bureaucrats about an appeal hearing date, saying, quote, I'm actually confident they will be reasonable and reduce the fine, unquote. And I don't know why he's confident about that.
Yeah, why would you be? There's no evidence to suggest that they will be.
These people are not reasonable people. They are thugs, and they are violent, and they will destroy you, and they will destroy your business. Now, you can beg for forgiveness. You can say, I'll be a good boy in the future, but I don't see why they're going to waive this fine in any way, shape, or form for this.
I don't think they will, actually.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I wish him the best, and I, you know, if he pays it, then that's just going to encourage him.
Yep.
That's a problem. You pay the gang, You let the bully shake you down, he's going to come back for more.
They always do.
855-450-FREE. We got more coming up here. Your calls, your thoughts are welcome. We'll go out to the West Coast and talk about a business owner out there who's opened his dining room despite the threats from the government goons. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and this will be the Saturday edition. We're live. We're here in the studio, and we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. We are seeing some business owners around the country standing up and throwing caution to the wind and saying, you know what, you government gang, you're going to put me out of business, we're opening the doors.
Well, and I think you predicted this some time ago, where at some point people are going to sort of have nothing left to lose.
That's what it's going to take, unfortunately.
And I don't know that we're at that point for, but we must be for some of these people.
They're breaking.
You know?
They're at the breaking point. This guy's like, all right, go ahead, arrest me again. I don't care.
Yeah.
The guy in New York City, he got arrested earlier this week, and he reopened yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into Port Orchard, which is out on the West Coast, what's happening out there with one restaurateur. But Ian and the captain here in the studio, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. I do want to tell you about Divi, which is a cryptocurrency that has made it super easy to run a masternode. Now, a masternode is a special node on the network that allows you to get rewards for providing services to the network. And in order to do it, you do have to lock up some Divi. And as long as you're running the node, the Divi's locked. It can't be used. So that in order to reward you for that. So to get the Divi, you have to buy it. And the way you would do that is through multiple exchanges, or you can just get it straight from the Divi team. And you can connect with them through DiviProject.org. They've got a Telegram channel there that you can talk to them on, DiviProject.org. You can't get an easier masternode setup than this. I've been through the process. It's just a matter of a few clicks after you get there. You have to install their full node first and get it synced up. And so there's a process, but it's a very simple one, and they made it super easy. DiviProject.org. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. First up, Joe is in Delaware, listening to WILM there in Wilmington. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Appreciate you guys being on.
Thanks.
This is my first time calling. I was going around the dial, and last hour I came on to you guys, and I've been listening to you guys.
Welcome.
And like the other caller about calling other stations, I've tried a few times, but being nervous, like a little bit nervous that I am now, but I feel a bit more cooler because you guys really let Americans speak their mind and speak for themselves. What my problem situation is, I'm a Republican. I lived in Delaware all my life. I'm 69 years old. Been a Democrat for a long, long time until Trump. What I seen Trump doing, how he spoke, he won me over. And his actions and the administration's actions have really, before the pandemic, started to give this country the boost that it needed. Now, I voted for Trump, but Delaware, having three electoral votes only, those three electoral votes went to Biden. So am I to say that the only freedom that I have was my right to vote and that vote not be counted because the electoral votes counted for Biden? So did I not also get screwed?
Well, they're going to screw Trump. You anyway. I mean, I understand why people like Trump as far as he seems like this outsider or whatever, but what is it that you feel like he really did for you?
Me personally, but overall, the boost in the economy, you know, him particularly.
What boost? I mean, the government didn't get any smaller, so the taxes, didn't go down.
But in the beginning,
the regulations
where the administration was bringing back jobs to America, you know, some of the auto plants that had went to or China, I think, or Mexico, but.
But what does it matter if they bring back jobs if the national debt keeps going up trillions by trillions? I mean, what is it, 27 trillion now after big bailout package earlier this year? I mean, look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you here, but your boy Trump didn't really do anything to make the government smaller.
And from my perspective.
Yeah, I understand. I see where you're coming from.
Captain, what were you saying there?
I was just going to say, from my perspective, voting is a farce, particularly when it comes to a presidential election. Your vote statistically doesn't matter. You are right. Regardless, even if your votes went for the guy you were voting for, it's still statistically irrelevant and almost matters less than you staying home. You have a larger chance of getting into like a car accident on your way to drive to go place your vote.
Right. right.
you know, than you do of your vote actually mattering in a presidential
election. I mean, am I supposed to be excited? Mm. Let's say Trump all of a sudden wins, right? Like, he comes out of the Electoral College and they give him the election here and he get another 4 years of Trump. Right. You know, am I supposed to be excited if we end up with a, after another 4 years, let's say a $35 or $40 trillion government, whereas it would only be, it would be $41 trillion if it were under Joe Biden? I mean, does it really matter?
Yeah. What's another trillion, right? I mean, you know, another dollar. But I'm optimistic. I mean, I do.
Why?
I've met Biden. I've met Biden quite a few times here in Delaware.
I'm
I've
sorry.
My son's funeral here. And,
did he sniff you?
You know, I mean, what was that? I'm sorry. What?
Did he sniff you? You know, he's famous for sniffing things, right?
He likes women, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if he sniffs.
I'm a male. Not me. Yeah.
He's too old, too.
Maybe
he's
sniffing the incense. Maybe he's sniffing the incense.
So you were saying, though, about what you thought about Biden?
Sure, I'm optimistic with,
why?
With this future administration.
Why?
Well,
what has any administration done to make you optimistic? I mean, this guy
Here's what's been put in my head, in my state of Delaware, concerning the pick. Kamala Harris, they tell me, couldn't get a vote when she was running, but now she was picked as VP. I knew nothing about her. Again, they seem in Delaware here in the Republican arena seem to think that Obama had something to do with putting her in there.
Why are you optimistic? You didn't answer why that makes you optimistic.
Why? I'm optimistic as to it going back to the Obama administration with China. China is my most fear. Of them, you know, upsetting anything. You know how we got upset.
Why are so many people afraid of China when it's the U.S. federal government that is the one that is actually threatening us, that is actually harming us, that is actually destroying people's businesses and people's lives and putting innocent, peaceful people behind bars? Why is China such a threat?
I agree. I mean, at age 69, I hope, you know, my higher power, I'm hoping I'm around for another 20 years.
Joe, I want to say thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. You know, newer listener to the show. Seems, you know, like there's some confusion.
I mean, admittedly, the guy did say he was nervous a bit, so I'll cut him a little bit of a break. But if you're not going to be a person of principle or stance, I'm not sure how you can make any sort of a conclusion about anything, really. How do you know what an administration, how do you measure an administration's actions if you aren't standing on some sort of principle?
Well, yeah, or that's why I asked, you know, what are you optimistic for? And then he just went on and, you know, talked about Kamala Harris or whatever. Yeah. You know? Why would you be optimistic about her?
I mean, governments don't create jobs. Right.
No, they get in the way of job creation.
They get in the way. They want to tax you, of course, at every level. So there's nothing there about the government creating any jobs. If the Trump administration wanted to do anything to fix the economy, well, they would just go ahead and lift all of the coronavirus lockdown measures at this point.
No, they don't want to do that. They like this idea of destroying the economy for some reason. And maybe it's because it gives them more power. They like the power. 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh into the discussion, join us on Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zeke and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is ending 5 cultural exchange programs with China as tensions between the two nations rise. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the programs were soft power propaganda tools and were paid for and operated by the Chinese government. The move comes after the U.S. also imposed limits this week on the length of visas for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families. The administration also warned on Saturday that investors in some Chinese companies may be passively funding the Chinese military. The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2,600 deaths from COVID were also reported Friday, pushing the total death toll in the United States from the disease over 279,000. This is USA Radio News. 2 arrested for trying to derail trains and endanger the public. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
2 Bellingham, Washington women are accused of terrorism after a shunt was placed on train tracks in Whatcom County, an act that could cause a train to derail or decouple, endangering the public, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. That DOJ press release describes how a shunt disrupts the low-level electrical current on the tracks and can disable various safety measures. Ellen Brennan Reich is 23 years old and Samantha Francis Brooks is 27. The two were arrested on the BNSF railway tracks near Bellingham and charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a railroad. There have been 41 incidents involving shunts since January 2020 in Washington State. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
There were at least 10 different occasions where shunts were placed on the track near enough to a roadway to potentially cause crossing signal and crossing arm malfunctions, including failure to block traffic when a train was oncoming. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here if you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And did you know we have a chat server? It is called a Matrix chat server, and you can go join it by visiting chat.lrn.fm.
Whoa.
There are
Neo,
Keanu Reeves,
Morpheus.
They're by the way filming Matrix 4. It's supposed to come out next year, from what I understand.
How are they filming it? Is everybody
probably
in the film going to be masked?
Stupid COVID restrictions. Anyway, check out. What the hell was I talking about?
The Matrix.
The Matrix that had me. Go to chat.lrn.fm, and you can follow the instructions there to join the Matrix chat server. We just had somebody join in. A couple new people joined in just within the last couple hours. So check it out, chat.lrn.fm. And for a long time, libertarians have been wanting a directory of freedom-friendly businesses. And they have it now in liberty.menu. It's also for events. It's for digital content creators. So if you've got a thing you want other people to know about within the Liberty community, you do have to be an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you should be at liberty.menu, and you should list the stuff you do there. That way, maybe you get a new customer out of it. Who knows? Liberty.menu. We go back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Moses on the line in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL FM. Go ahead, Moses.
Hey, my friend, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Listen, that last caller, he kind of changed, not necessarily changed my mind, but change me to God, change my comment about okay. you guys, because you got the libertarians, right?
And yes, sir.
I listen to a lot of things that you say, and many times, don't get me wrong, many times you it's like you guys being on a seesaw, because you jump from one thing to another. Many times it all depends on what you're dealing with.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that, I hear you make certain comments about Republicans, and I hear you make certain comments about Democrats, okay?
Yeah, they all that's suck.
Yeah, well, and that's why I said the guy, the last guy, I'm not sure whether he knew what he was talking about.
I don't think he really did.
We were talking off air, too, that's pretty much, I think, how the average person is, that they really don't know. They haven't looked into politics enough. They haven't looked into what I like to refer to as the outcome of politics.
Yeah, he liked what Trump said,
yeah.
you know, and then he went on to talk about how he likes Joe Biden. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a cliche that I say is fear brings about bad behavior.
You have what bad behavior? I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Fear brings about bad behavior.
Fear okay. brings about bad behavior, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a fact, okay? Depends on how myself, I like to use fear as a vehicle, okay, to get me from one place to another one, because I know that...
Does it get you to and from work every day, or...?
Yeah, it's like, it's just a figure of speech to get me from one place to the other one.
Okay.
Because depending on the situation, if I'm in a situation as to where I got to react to something... Then the fear have to kick in. Fear caused my wheels to turn.
Well, you're different, okay. I think, in that case, Moses, because fear can have the opposite effect on people, right? Fear can be a demotivator as well as a motivator. So in your case, you're motivated by it because you want to avoid a certain outcome, but others
exactly.
are petrified of whatever they're afraid of. So they'll just stand still. Not
That's
anything.
Why I say fear brings about bad behavior, mm-hmm. okay? But listen, you guys probably, you may or may not agree with me, but this whole situation that we're in right now in this country, I can't speak for the world, okay? There's an epidemic that we're going through, or who knows, okay? It's still questionable, and nobody really knows where this thing comes from. We could point the finger at China, okay? But with so much doubt and so much mistrust in this country here, I'm like, in my mind, check this out. I don't know where this thing comes from. But for me, and just my opinion, I think this whole thing comes down to racism, okay? And because you just said a few minutes yourself about the epidemic that we're going through is having a strong effect on Hispanics and Blacks.
I didn't say that. One of our callers.
That was
said
one
that.
Of the callers, but yeah, and I don't.
Somebody made
sure.
a comment, but anyway, if you look at this, and I think it's very downgrading and low. Really, really low class on the American people in general, all right? To take all these urban cities like Atlanta, Detroit, wherever there's minorities and people that didn't vote for Trump, I think it's very disrespectful and untrustful to say, well, we're going to go in the urban neighborhoods and we're gonna take those votes because we don't trust these people. That is so downgrading. That's disrespectful.
When you say take the votes, what do you mean?
Well, when they try attempting to take them, it's like our vote don't count. We cheated. It's like everything black people do, we don't do it right. Okay, so let's go over in their neighborhood and win the votes back from over them because we don't trust them. They didn't do it right.
So are you? I'm confused. Are you talking about this whole vote counting thing? And they're alleging that there were fraud in black neighborhoods.
If you think about it, it's all in urban neighborhoods. Atlanta, Fulton County, you go to Michigan, Detroit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because, you know, generally it's these cities that tend to, you know, turn leftward as far as their politics are concerned. And, I think you're going to find that obviously there are blacks in those cities, but I don't know if that means that blacks are more likely to vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I mean, I've seen plenty of black people, considering where I am in New Hampshire, okay? I mean, New Hampshire is like 96% white or something like that, and there are black people at Trump rallies here.
You really can't compare that, okay? Because you go 96% and 4% blacks, okay?
No, it's not even 4% blacks. And New Hampshire has got more Asians in it than it does blacks.
But also, Ian is well-traveled.
I understand that. Don't get me wrong. But what my point here is to this whole thing is, if you really look at it, Trump is aiming after is urban cities. Philadelphia, okay, Detroit, Atlanta. Why is that?
I don't know. I wouldn't look at it as necessarily racist. I mean, I don't know. For all the things that they say about Trump, look, I'm the first person to criticize Donald Trump, right?
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
But at the same time, I also, like with Barack Obama, when he let some people out of prison, I supported that. He, you know, so I'll point him out when they do the right thing from time to time. But, you know, for all the things.
Rare, I assure you.
Yeah, but for all the things that people say about Trump being racist, I've yet to really see any evidence for it. And I've seen black people at his rallies. I don't go to Trump rallies very often, but I have gone to the, quote, stop the steal, unquote, rallies. Not because I support the rally, but because I'm just doing outreach. I'm talking about secession. I want people to hear about that. So I go to, I've also gone to Black Lives Matter, okay?
Right.
And, you know, I've seen as many black people at the Trump rallies as I saw at Black Lives Matter.
Okay, let's back up a little bit for a minute, okay? See, I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, like I said. And Donald Trump came to Benedict College, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a black college, it's true, right? And me observing people, one thing I do notice about the black population, okay? If you look at people like athletes, the young black people that's just trying to get away, okay? And just do something different. Okay, they try to eat the same old, regular, whatever the case may be. And there's a whole lot of influence involved into all of this. Especially people like Herschel Walker. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to sound racist. But let me tell you, okay, a lot of these athletes, okay, that made a big name for themselves, if you look at it, the most of them are married to white women. Okay?
So what? What does that matter? Why? If I look at somebody and who they're with.
Listen to me. I'll tell you why it matters. Understand what you understand. The reason why it matters, you see, there's a condition that when you, if you get out of high school, going to college, the average young guy that goes to college is black. Oh, he feels like he did a great thing, which is good. That is a big thing. He gets to go to college for free.
College is overrated, man. Hey, Moses, I want to invite you to call in again. I got other folks I want to get on the line here, but I appreciate hearing from you tonight. When I see somebody with another person of a different race, it's like, great. That's great. Yeah. I support.
Do they make you happy? Far out, solid,
yeah.
Right on, man.
I mean, whatever it is that you float your boat, you know, and as far as people, races mixing together, I support it. Let's all be brown in the future, right? Like, so that way people will forget about this whole race thing, because it's so stupid. All right, let's judge people individually based on the actions that they take.
There's only one race, the human race.
The human race. Thank you, Moses. More coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday episode, toll-free number. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our chat server, just go to chat.lrn.fm. You can actually call us through the chat server. Takes a little bit to set it up, but you just send the LRN studio account a private message and we'll get it done. It's Ian and the captain here in the studio. We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. And first, though, I do want to say thank you to Dustin H., who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Dustin is somebody who has contributed to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. The idea is to help us get out there and get more radio stations picking up Free Talk Live, which means more people discovering this show and hopefully hearing the ideas of freedom, and maybe they'll get to some folks and get in their heads and they'll think about the things they used to believe and realize they've been lied to by these politicians on both sides.
It's the adult version of your parents telling you Santa Claus isn't real.
Yeah, and we do it every day. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones to Kirby, who's been waiting patiently there in Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guten Abend. How are you guys?
Was that German?
I believe so. Guten Abend?
Jawohl, Herr Ober.
What's up, Kirby?
Since your man channeled Uncle Alfie, I figured I'd go there.
All right.
To your caller who was saying that black people and Hispanics and homeless are dying at higher rates, that's Trumpaganda.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 60, fat, smoke a pack of squares a day. I don't know anyone in my age group in Indianapolis who's even gotten sick. I've heard of some 85, 90-year-old. Far as the homeless go, the building I work in is filled with computers and books. It's a public building. They let homeless in there all day, every day, and I guarantee you, if they were sick and dying, I'd know about it. In fact, they sleep on the porch between the columns at night.
Right.
In the summer, they sleep in the grass, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were sick and dying, there's a canary in the mine. If they were truly sick, I know about it. They feed them in the park across the street from my job every Saturday and Sunday. They ain't sick. They ain't dying.
So you're saying you don't buy it, and this is, as a black man, this claim that this, you know, somehow this virus is targeting blacks and or other Hispanics, etc.
Yeah, because like my man said, you probably wouldn't agree, but that's racist propaganda. They want white people to believe that it gives them another excuse to look at me and mine sideways, especially if you're ignorant. Trying to use nice words, ignorant individual who ain't trailer park worthy. And there are a lot of them like that. There are a lot of people out here who don't read, who just listen to what the media tells them, and just go for it.
Yeah, and then they just, as you were saying, Captain, regurgitate whatever the media says as though it's a truth.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's like a verbal enema. and the Libertarian Party desperately needs to reach out to young people and quit giving us these milquetoast individuals with zero charisma.
The Libertarian Party's a failure. I mean, I wish I could say good things about it, but it's just...
It's a flaccid male member.
It's true, and it's worse now than it's ever been, honestly. I mean, I thought they had a semi-decent candidate this year compared to the last three, four they've had. But the party leadership has just been dismal. Like, right now, the state Libertarian Party is embarrassing. Like, they're supporting masks and, you know, we don't support the government mandating them, but we think everyone should wear masks, and you're a bad person if you don't wear masks, and it's just the same old obedience, just repackaged in the libertarian version, and it's just disgusting, you know. And I, every time I buy a life membership in the Libertarian Party, I always regret it. So I was a life member of the National Party back in the aughts, and then I quit in 2008. I resigned my membership, and I bought a life membership in the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, so not the national one, but the New Hampshire one, a few years ago when they sort of turned things around. They were getting good. Like, Daryl Perry was in there, and he was doing some amazing stuff with Roger Paxton, and they really had a good vibe going there, and now they've, like, gone...
If you bought a lifetime membership, why would you have to buy another one?
No, I bought one in the National Party, and I resigned from that, and then I bought a lifetime membership of the State Party a few years ago, so I'm not a member of the National Party. So I did it because they were doing good stuff at the time. I'm like, all right, you guys, you know, here you go, life membership, and now it's like, man, now they're just pimping masks and getting into fights on the internet.
The only party I want is the ability to party on a Friday or Saturday night, which, you know...
The party.
I want the party, and which has been taken away. I don't know, you know, Kirby, how into music you might be, but nobody has held a concert in almost all of this year.
Yeah, I know. I got a friend who's got a band, and they were just starting to get warm and make money and get booking when COVID hit. This is it's all a plandemic, a scandemic, whatever you want to call it. But we just need to wake up and do what our founding fathers did. I hate to say that because what's the phrase? We need a leaderless resistance.
Well, that's because they're going to chop the heads off of anybody they think the leaders. So if they can't identify the leaders, then they have a real tough time. Kirby, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. As always, I appreciate it, man.
The other question that comes up repeatedly for me is, why didn't all you mask people wear a mask before the television told you so? If the mask is so effective against, all of these things.
According to the doctors who were here yesterday.
I know this, but this is a question that these folks need to ask themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you wear a mask before the television told you?
Somebody had to tell them to do it.
Because the television told you. That's, you know, the answer is within the question.
Let's go to Danny in Charleston, West Virginia. Danny, listening to WVTS. Go ahead.
Yeah, quick comment about what you guys were just talking about there. The only reason I wear a mask is so I can go into the store and shop.
Well, I don't even do that, and they still let me in.
Well, no, they kick me out, so I have to.
Really? Can't you just say you have a medical exemption?
Nah, I don't want to fiddle with all that. I'd rather just put a piece of cloth on my face for 20
minutes part of the problem.
And go home.
Yeah.
Well,
not
necessarily.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I think that is part of the problem. And I know you're calling. I know you're calling for another reason. So we'll let you get to that.
Yeah.
But the reason why it's part of the problem is because you are somebody who is going along to get along. You don't want the resistance from whoever might be manning the door at the business or from other customers. So you just put the mask on so you can get your shopping done. And I think there's a lot of people like that. And if those people wouldn't do the mask mandate stuff, if they would just say, "Nope, that's okay, thank you, I'll just get my shopping done," and if they demand that you leave, then okay, I'll go shop somewhere else. Ultimately, it's because of people doing that that whenever I go into a store, it's 99% of the customers in there that have masks on. Now, maybe only half of them actually believe the masks are keeping them safe, and the other half are doing like you do, and they just want to be left alone.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. When I do see people in there, I use that as my example, and if they don't make them put on their mask, I don't put on my mask either.
Okay, so now you're saying
they're not enforcing it. I don't wear it if they don't enforce it.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's still going along the things that I go along with it just to basically what you're saying. But, I mean, I understand that, but I do agree with that there's a lot of people who never wore the mask.
All right, well, what were you talking about then?
Okay, all right. Back when you guys were talking about the businesses rising up against the government and stuff, and the way you guys were talking about the cops kind of turned me a little bit.
All right.
I mean,
why?
Yeah, let me explain, because you guys are calling them servants, and my ears, you're talking.
They're masters.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Well, why not?
They're bullies anyway.
Yeah, they don't act like
not
servants.
All of them.
You can tell a servant what to do.
Let's get this off the table real quick.
Are you an officer?
Police officers out there, though. No, I am not, but I'm close friends with one who just got shot here recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a friend who's a cop, and he's a good guy to you, right?
Well, it was a woman. She was a good person, and she got shot over a parking incident.
Ah.
See, what I believe is when people are viewing cops in the light that they are, viewing them as not important, viewing them as masters, that they're always out to get us, they're losing sight that these people are humans as well, just doing a job that if they don't do it, they can't put food on the table for their family.
Do you understand why people have those views?
Yeah, let's talk about that. If you can hang on, Danny, we'll hang you through here the news. I hope you can, because I'd like to continue the conversation. Then we'll get into another business center standing up out on the West Coast. That's coming up. Your calls and your thoughts are welcome. Join us on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Full hour to go. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.